Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another installment of Speaking Volumes. I am your host, She Soul, and tonight we have a very special show for you guys. We actually have my girl, Tahira Saladin, on the phone. Peace and blessings, Tahira.
Peace and blessings, beautiful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. And so I just want to let everyone know a little something about Tahira. I'm not going to give them your bio or anything. I'm going to let you do that. But what I am going to say about Tahira is I try to say a little something personal about the features that come on my show. And so one thing I can say about Tahira is that she is such a radiant spirit. Like, I loved Tahira when I first met her. And I remember when I first met you, it was at an event Najma had. And I was sitting here trying to find the words of what it is that you give up when you're dealing with other people. But whatever it is that you gave up to me, it, like, I felt obligated to give it back to someone else. You know what I mean? So it was just like a pay it forward type of thing. So that was something special that I wanted to say about you. Now, I want to get into this interview because we only have a half an hour show. We want to talk about your Dare to Live seminar that's coming up, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so first tell the people about you and what you do, and then let's get into
right.
what the seminar is about.
Okay. Well, you definitely have me, like, smiling, and my heart is just, like, jumping up and down and with little happy faces all around it. And I definitely want to give back to you. Everything that you said to me is the same for how I felt about you. You definitely received me very well, and you gave back as much love that was given. So it was definitely like a equal exchange that was given between the both of us, and it's always like a comfort and peace and ease around you as well.
That's
so
cool.
You know, definitely want to give you that. So about me, What can I say? I as far as like work, I work with young girls in the high school, with a young girl empowerment club, and we talk about, you know, life issues. They talk about like careers and finance and boys and body image and even sex. We do yoga and meditation and just give them opportunity to express their feelings inside that they normally don't have a place to express them, especially around adults with some sound judgment. In regards to Dare to Live, I've had this workshop, Dare to Live, for maybe 3 or 4 years that I actually created, and I use combinations of other personal development classes I've taken, meditation courses that I've taken, and it's my background is really around like healing people and empowering people to live their dreams and all around human development and living your best life in the area that matters to you, and in particular more so what your dreams are. So that's just a bit about my background. I've also, you know, done like events around the community to empower people and to just bring forth like celebration and happiness.
Okay, all right, that's what's up. It's all about empowering our people, all people. That's always a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
So what I want to ask you is, because there's so many people out there, and I know I'm kind of going off of, you know, my little script here, but there's so many people out there that have that inspiration in them that they like, they want to go out there and do things. They want to... What actually made you not just be the person that talked about it, but be the person that actually was about it?
Wow. So what made me be the person that like, take the action?
Right.
Well, I tell you this much. It always was in that way. I've definitely had moments where I would say I would do something and I wouldn't do it, whether I wasn't inspired or I just doubted myself. So I definitely have had those moments where I didn't take action. But what moved me into action was just knowing that sometimes I see it as that sometimes time is running out. You know, I don't know when I may go back to God, right? And I know that, like, God give me with this blessing to give to people and for me to live. And so taking the action is what gives me life. And when I don't take action, I feel really miserable sometimes. You know, sometimes I definitely have to rest. But when it's beyond the rest point, just sitting and not taking action, it just doesn't make me feel good. And I know the only way that I can really bring forth that good feeling is if I do something. And I know that, as one of my friends, Hoodra, she says, like, and even Queen Belkis, who's also, she's like a spiritual mother to me, they always say, Tahira, it's not about you. You have to get out of your own way. So, like, people like that who are in my circle, you know, remind me of, sometimes it's not about you. You have to get out of your own way, take those actions, and do what you're here to do. So those are some things that inspire me to take action, knowing that there are people out there who actually may benefit and will benefit from the information that God blessed me with to give.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking to Dare to Live, what exactly birthed the idea? I know that, you know, you're all for empowering others. So I want to know what birthed that idea and who is Dare to Live actually for?
I love Dare to Live. I really, truly love Dare to Live. So Dare to Live, how did that come about? I know I was a part of this this Islamic youth organization called Seven Shades, and for the first time ever, we were having, like, retreats for, you know, young Muslim youth, and I was a part of the committee, and we began to plan workshops, and this is my first time ever planning a workshop, and I realized that the impact that it had on those who participated was very profound and very healing and very revealing, so I knew that, you know, I had something. And what I did was I created, I used some of the information that I got from that workshop and other workshops that I've taken, and I just put Dare to Live together. And what I did was I had a small gathering at my house with, like, 8 women, and they did Dare to Live, and they were so inspired by it. And what Dare to Live is and who is it targeted for, it's targeted to people who have dreams and who have aspirations and who may not necessarily be taking the steps towards their dreams, but they have that desire, but just need that extra push or support. So Dare to Live is for the person who has big dreams, but just need a support base. And what we do in Dare to Live is,
right? The person I was just speaking about that wants to get out there and do something but doesn't actually do it. So this is good for them too, right?
Absolutely. I'm trying to be a little bit nice there, but absolutely. For somebody who doesn't take the action, yeah, thank you. You see, I'm trying to be all nice here right now. Yeah, the person who's not taking the action, and if they have that need but may not necessarily be taking it, is definitely for them as well. But they have to have that. They have to have that want. You know, I won't be able to pull you. I won't pull you. I can only walk with you. But you got to have that. You got to take that first step.
But I love the fact that it's so simply put, Dare to Live. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, it's all in the statement, Dare to Live. You know,
yeah,
we can either exist or we can live. You know, so it's there in the statement. If people read into it, they'll know exactly what it is. So,
Absolutely. Okay,
I want to get a little bit more in detail about Dare to Live. So what can people expect from this seminar? What are they going to get out of this?
Okay, so first and foremost, what they will get out of it, they're going to be able to get out of it like a light heart and healing, like being able to forgive particular events or people or incidents that may have happened in their past. They're also going to get some unexpected things that they may not even know that they may have to forgive a particular person, because sometimes we may push some stuff back in our subconscious mind and may not even be aware of that. So that's definitely going to be something that will be a surprise and will lighten their heart. They're also going to get to some distinctions on how to overcome fear and move beyond their fear. They will also get tools on how to speak up and ask for what they want, and also invite people into the projects that they will want to produce. Because one thing you must know is if you want to create something as far as a project or a business or an event, you need a team. Nothing cannot be done alone. You do need a team. You're going to also create like a roadmap on how to get there, and also create like a clear purpose on what it is that you want in your life in the areas of family, business, career, finance, and even spirituality. In addition, they're going to get like some surprise guest speakers who will be a part of this 6-week seminar. My friend and business partner, Huda Wahaj, she's one who will be a guest speaker on the webinar, and she has this powerful CD, the 10 Powerful Secrets to Success. And I know I mixed up the lines, and she's going to correct me when she gets on. And one of her key elements is like purifying our heart. And I utilized that, and it definitely brought forth some great results. Another person will be on, inshallah, is like Queen Balkis, and she's also going to speak about the power of spiritual gain and spirituality. Another thing that we do during Dare to Live is we don't only focus on like the exterior, we focus on the interior as well. So while you're producing results outside, you're going to be working and healing yourself within as well. So those are just like a couple of things that they definitely will get. But most importantly, like you will heal, and you're definitely going to build and produce results.
And that right there is more than enough. So lastly, because I want to get your callers on.
Yes.
What is Dare to Live's 5-year plan, and what is in its future?
Oh, look at you. Okay. I like that. So definitely this is the vision for Dare to Live. The 5-year plan is Dare to Live is going to be an international human and training development company. And there will be
it's going to be, not it's probably or it may, it's going to be. That's what's up, right?
Right. And actually, like, it will be, God willing, you know, where people, there will be, like, trainers and leaders who will lead at this one particular format in different countries and different states. And this is just going to be, like, the next top human development company out there. And the vision for that is to have this in schools and to be in different countries and around the different states. And I will be in Georgia in March hosting Dare to Live, and I will be in Boston in February hosting Dare to Live, and I will be in D.C. in January hosting Dare to Live. So definitely this is a worldwide movement.
Okay. All right. And so let the people know how they can contact you so they can stay in touch with you as far as all the different dates that you will be hosting seminars in their area.
Absolutely. So let me get the number up out my phone. All right, great. So first and foremost, Dare to Live is happening in Harlem, New York, next Sunday, November 20th, from 1 to 4 p.m. It is RSVP event, so you do have to call this number, leave a message to reserve your spot, and you will get the locations. But it's so this number is a pre-recorded call. So the number is 6417153900, and the PIN code is 936872. Again, that number is 641-715-3900, and the PIN code is 936872. And the introduction to Dare to Live for the 20th is $39. And yeah, that's that.
Okay. All right, you have any Facebook contact you want to give out, or?
Facebook. So if you want to like Facebook me, you will have to contact me on by Tahira Talabdin, and this is a long. I hope you have a pen and paper out. It's T A H I R A H, and last name T A A L I B D I N, and that's Facebook/TahiraTalabdin.com. You can also email me at Tahira T at AOL, and that's T A H I R A H T at AOL.com. Tahira T at AOL.com.
All right, Tahira. So I think it's about that time for us to get some of your callers on the line. So who do you want to talk to first?
I want to speak with Vernell. Vernell is she's from North Carolina, and we did get a live over the phone, so we did a teleseminar over the phone, her and I, and she's like a dynamic, wonderful woman. And Vernell, if you are on, you can press 1.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I got her. Hold on. 2474, you're on the air. Hello? 2474, you're on the air. Is this Vernell?
Yes, this is Vernell.
Hi, Vernell. We have Tahira on the line with us.
Yes, hi, Vernell. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you both?
We're doing well.
Good, very good.
So, Vernell, again, I really want to just acknowledge and appreciate you for taking time out and calling in. And most importantly, you sharing what you got from Get a Live with the viewers and the listeners so they can get a glimpse of what they could potentially get out of it. So what I would like for you to share is just firstly, like, you know, your name and what you do for a living.
Okay. I'm Vernell. Excuse me, Outing McCullough, and I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. And what I did do for a living is I did open enrollments. That's through the insurance industry, and I travel from state to state to enroll employees in their core benefits with the companies. So that's what I did. But now I am semi-retired.
All right. All right, thank you. And, Vernell, what the question that I would like for you to answer is, like, what did you see for yourself prior to taking Dear to Live, and what did you get for yourself by taking Dear to Live?
Well, I've taken the introductory course with Dare to Live. I was able to realize that I had feelings that were unresolved, and that I could now face those old feelings with truth and honesty, you know, just bursting forth with the truth, and it felt good.
And what opened up for you when you did take the introductory?
Well, I was able that I've taken it now. I allow myself to think of all the endless possibilities, and that with hard work and a solid work plan, I can achieve success and freedom to soar higher and higher. So I'm now looking on a brighter side. I'm looking at life more differently now.
Awesome. And you also registered for the 6 weeks is something that's actually new. This is you're in the new seminar course. Like, why did you continue to move forward? Because you could have took the introduction and said, you know what, I'm good to go. Like, why did you take that next step into the 6 weeks?
Because I realized that there's more to achieve. I realized that I have more to open up to. I just can see that there's more, and I want to be a part of it.
Awesome. You need to jump in there.
Oh no, she got it. She can keep going.
Okay. If there's anything that you would like to ask her, you know, feel free. I'm also following your lead as well.
No, I feel like you're asking her the perfect questions. Everything that you're saying is definitely going to inform the listeners and give them a chance to kind of get a glimpse of what it is for themselves. So I think you've asked her excellent questions. I would like to move on to the next caller, though, because we only have 9 minutes left in the show. So I want to allow you the opportunity to have everyone that you want, you know, to be able to call in and say a piece.
Absolutely. Well, Ronell,
I greatly appreciate you,
and I also really just appreciate you for allowing me to live my dream as well as your dream will be lived as well. So thank you so much for participating and being on.
Thank you very much for allowing me.
Thanks for calling in, Ronell. You had an awesome testimonial. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
All righty.
All right, Sahira, we have another, someone just raised their hand, so I'm going to just go ahead and see who this is. So
okay.
I'm going to call you back by the last 4 digits of your phone number. So 5801, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Pieces, this is Aminiona of Bosman.
Oh, Aminiona.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm having a wonderful evening listening to the interview and being re-inspired again by the caller and just the discussion.
Great.
Awesome. And Aminiona is actually a great, great friend of mine from Boston. And you also participated in Dare to Live. She actually came from Boston to New York for that private gathering that I had with the women
sure
of age. And Aminiona, Will you share with the listeners, like, what did you get from taking Dare to Live? What did you get, and what were you able to produce after taking Dare to Live?
What I was able to get out of that was reality of having to re-challenge myself to accept the obstacles that I'm going to face in order to accomplish my goals, to really sit and brainstorm and decipher whether or not I'm on the right track as I begin to put my vision board together, as I begin to go through the magazines and find what is it that I'm looking for and to pretty much stay on track, because you can get sidetracked with magazines. My focus was actually my career path. At the same time, other people around me were doing things like health and relationships, and hearing that was sidetracking me, so I struggled what my focus was, and my board wasn't that full, but it was focused on my career path. So from that, I was able to take that with me, look at it on a daily basis, and then put more information in my goal book and track my progress in my goal book and even reevaluate it. So at this point right now, I'm at the point where I'm no longer using my board, which I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I have a constant vision in my mind, and I make my positive affirmations on a regular basis. Again, regarding my career path, so I'm kind of at the point where maybe I need to go back to the board, or maybe go back to my book. And I was actually going to ask you, Tahira, as the instructor, as a coach, how do we get back on track? And I'm not saying that I'm off track, but how do we get back on track in terms of opening our books again, or finding our boards again, and posting them up? Because right now I'm on track, but sometimes I need a little extra push.
Okay. So here, I'm going to allow you to answer that question. I'm going to thank you, Paula, for calling in, and she's going to answer that question. And we're going to ask if Hujra can press 1 so that we can get you on the line, because we have about 5 minutes left on the show. So, Tahira, you go ahead and answer that question.
All right, great. So how do you get on track is you first of all get back to what you are committed to and asking yourself what you're committed to. And when you get clear on what you're committed to, you have a support team around you who will hold you accountable to taking those actions. And actually, as you wrote down on your book, you know what it is that you want. Refer back to your goal list. Refer back to your purpose. That will keep you focused. Most importantly, have a support team that's going to hold you accountable.
Okay. All right. Hujra, do we have you on the line?
Yes, you do. After I want to come in, good evening, guys.
Oh.
You know I'm coming through with a storm.
You got the last 5 minutes, so I'm just going to let you guys go in for the last 5 minutes. Take it away.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So, Sahira, I love you. First of all, I want to tell you that you are so clear and so confident and coming across so strong. And we just feel in every single word that you're saying. Salaamu alaikum. My name is Huja Wahaj. I am Tahira Talibzin's twin sister and best friend. And I love Tahira. What she did for me was absolutely phenomenal. I actually attended the same Day of the Dream seminar years ago with the sister who just got off the line from Boston. And she, I totally was reawakened. I stepped in there and had no idea that I was going to leave a total new person. And one question Sahira asked at the Dare to Live seminar was, why are we not living the lives that we were meant to live? And we went around a circle. We all shared our different, you know, our different answers. And so we got inspired and we did all these things and we just shared and we did all these different things. And at the end of the seminar, she said, just give one word to say what you're feeling, what happened to you. And when it got to my turn, I said, I'm awoken. And she thought that was really deep. From there, you guys, I took off. When I tell you I got a radio show, I've got invited to come to do speeches. Now working on the Huja Wahaj show, which is an internationally viewed television talk show on the internet. I've got so many opportunities. I just did my first CD, 10 Powerful Secrets to Success, A Muslim's Advantage, which is on and available for purchase. Tahira has been an absolute support system for me and me for her. But most of all, what Tahira gives, Marisa, you said in the beginning, is undying love and acceptance and a willingness to dedicate her entire life to you as a human being. I love Tahira so much because Tahira, just being Tahira, she allows us to be us because she steps into her light. And she just gives this love and she radiates. And Tahira, I always pray that everything that I do, may Allah grant you a piece of that reward. Because if it wasn't for you that day, I would still be stuck and miserable and standing still. And it's because you put all your energy and all your effort into freeing me up that I'm able to move forward and continuously move forward, continuously climb charts. And that's why me and Tahira, we get so excited. We call each other and we share anytime one of us has a breakthrough because my victory is her victory and her victory is my victory. So I want to tell you guys cannot afford not to take Dare to Live. It is a limited time. The price that she's offering is valued at way, way more, but she's doing instructions, so she's chopping off the price for you guys. You guys cannot afford. You cannot afford. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge what we're doing. And Tahira, I just had to call to let the world know that you are a phenomenal, and this will be an international phenomenal, Tahira Talibzin. I love you so much, Tahira. And you have my undying support, I mean, really, until we get into Jannah together. That's all I wanted to say. I love you. I love you.
I love you. And you're so beautiful. And I know we have 2 minutes left, but I definitely want to really just acknowledge you, Huja, because you were the person. Huja was the person that told me, Tahira, you have to do Dare to Live. You have to get back out there because Dare to Live was like in the class. It was done and over with. So she was really the person who pushed me and moved me to having Dare to Live come back out. So
yeah,
I love you.
Minute love.
Thank you.
One
all
minute.
Right. So thank you. All right. So what should I do? Give them the contact number or give them the address? I can do that right now, right?
Plug it again.
I'll plug it again. Dare to Live. November 20th. Yep. Dare to Live happened in November 20th in Harlem from 1 to 4 p.m. $39 from 1 to 4. You call this number to get the address. It's 641-715-3900. The code, the access code to leave your message is 93-6872 pound. Moesha, I appreciate you for having me on, and I greatly, greatly appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for coming on. Thank you, listeners, for listening. And you guys already know, like she said, you have to dare to live. You can't just exist. You have to do something. So go ahead and get out there and learn something new about yourself. I want to thank you all for listening tonight. And as you all know, we will be back with you guys the first two Saturdays of December. So everybody enjoy your night and peace and love.
Peace and love.